I've chosen today's words from reflection from Sojourners magazine. It's an online magazine for religious progressives. And the excerpts, I'm going to read some excerpts from an article called Soul on Fire, which was written by Yvonne V. Delk, who was the first African-American woman to be ordained as a minister in the United Church of Christ. And in her remarks before the article, she says that this year marks the 150th anniversary of Sojourner Truth's Ain't I a Woman speech. What does this preacher, agitator, theologian, and ex-slave have to say to us today? In 1851, ex-slave Sojourner Truth addressed a convention of white suffragettes and white ministers debating which issue was more important, abolition or women's suffrages, women's suffrage. In the midst of the squabbling, Sojourner Truth asked a simple question, "Ain't I a woman?" That question, though 150 years old, turned my world upside down. The passage of time has not eroded the relevance and power of her question. Her voice still rings, breaking down walls and changing worlds. In 1843, Sojourner decided to abandon her slave name of Isabella Bomfrey for her God-given name of Sojourner Truth. There is an African proverb that says, "It's not what they call you that really matters, it's what you answer to." Sojourner was clear that she needed a name that she could answer to. She had to leave behind all the vestiges of bondage. Therefore, when she left her Egypt of slavery, she asked God to give her a new name. Her name expressed her new mission, that of traveling up and down the land, telling the truth. My journey has always been with my people, African Americans, and my community, the impoverished red light district of Norfolk, Virginia. Early on, I wrestled with racism and economic injustice. I was slower to wade into the waters of sexism or my own homophobia. I did not want the evil of racism watered down. I didn't want it placed on the sidelines with all the other isms. I discovered that when you've seen one experience of injustice, you've seen them all. They all stem from the same taproot of idolatry. They flow from the same intention to oppress, to dominate, to have power over others. And so I, Yvonne Virginia Delk, informed and given permission by my mentor, Sojourner Truth, emerged from my box. I saw, I made the connections, I became stronger. Facing the truth and telling the truth not only will set us free, but it calls for new ways of being, of speaking, of acting, and of witnessing. I've been described as a spiritual preacher, a committed activist, a soul on fire. The spirit that drives me is not only fueled by my passion for justice, but also by my anger and rage at the injustice I see and experience on a daily basis. I have stood with Sojourner Truth in the face of death, but with hands reaching for life. May we now spend a few moments in silent reflection.